But Mom, I don't want to go to the dentist.
Don't worry, sweetheart. Dr. King will take great care of you. I promise.
There you go, kiddo. All done.
Wow.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Hey, today's the pro-climate destroy our rural economy activists rally at the Capitol today. The people wanting cap and tax. Yeah, they're going to show up at the Capitol today. By the way, I wonder, is it going to be hard to drive around Salem today? Kind of like it was when we were in town last Thursday. What do you want to bet the newspapers cover and the TV cameras cover this thing from stem to turn and make it seem like it is just bigger than what it really is? Yeah, of course, you know the answer to that. Okay. So Jennifer Williamson drops out because she spent an awful lot of money traveling out of state and on international travel. That's the story. It caught people by surprise. She said in a statement to supporters that she cited an unidentified story. Well, it was Willamette Week and Nigel Jaquess. He's not afraid to go after anybody. You got to remember, he's the guy who won the Pulitzer Prize because he exposed Neil Goldschmidt for being the child rapist that he was. Remember that? Now, isn't it interesting, by the way, how Democrats just love these child rapists, like Jennifer Williamson in the video on Laughing at Liberals on YouTube that you can watch, where she's advocating that they get out of jail early. Anyway, she said in her statement, she said, that was currently being pushed in the media that is designed to question my use of campaign funds and unfairly attack my integrity. Of course, that's always a fair tactic. Attack your attackers. Trump's really good at that, by the way. So they posted their findings at Willamette Week at 5 o'clock. And she says in her email, I've always followed Oregon campaign finance laws and fully reported all expenditures for travel and other expenses while fulfilling my responsibility as House Democratic Majority Leader. In fact, finding as a state legislator. In fact, I often use campaign dollars in place of taxpayer dollars. Politics is nothing new to me, and I fully expected at least a few bruising fights over the course of this important election for the Secretary of State. What I didn't expect was a baseless story that questions my integrity, that of my family, and the legal use of campaign funds. I won't allow my family to be put through this, unquote. Well, let's unpack this a little bit. So the Oregonian says from March 2014 through August 2019, her campaign paid for more than $32,000 in airfare, including trips to Europe, Asia, and Hawaii. She spent $24,000 on lodging outside of Oregon, including a $1,900 for a stay at the Los Angeles Marriott, $1,200 for a Boston hotel, $1,000 for a Hong Kong hotel, $1,200 each for two stays in D.C. She spent $400 in a visit to Munich, $1,000 for a stay in Nashville, and $600 for a stay in Dublin, Ireland. And in fact, she spent far more campaign money on out-of-state travel, they write, than any other lawmaker still in office. She spent roughly $10,000 a year for 5.5 years. Now, what does this mean? Well, that's only part of the story, because now you need to go to the comments again at the bottom of the Willamette Week story. Somebody by MWPDX wrote, I'm one of her former legislative constituents. She always struck me as someone just trying to advance her political career. And then somebody answered and said, Absolutely. When she wanted to be Secretary of State to protect voters and the integrity of elections, I couldn't believe it. The voters approved Measure 11, and Jennifer Williamson did her best to gut it. The voters approved the death penalty. She rendered it meaningless by changing the definition of aggravated murder. She said it would not apply retroactively to those already on death row. Then she said it did. And then she said it didn't. Classic Williamson, talking out of both sides of her mouth. And then somebody else says, here's by the name of Truth Teller, writes this. See, it's not just her out-of-state spending, folks. But listen to this. The Political Action Committee of the House Democratic Caucus, which is Future PAC, has been paying Jennifer Williamson personally $21,000 a year to manage the PAC, while her own candidate PAC has transferred nearly $400,000 to Future PAC. Some might say she was, in effect, on the payroll of the big campaign donors. This is a little-known way, a little scam, as to how you can raise money as a representative or a senator and then give it to your caucus PAC or whatever, and they turn around and hire you as a consultant or whatever. You see, you got to make a living if you want to be in politics full time, and we don't pay, thankfully, legislators enough to be truly independent there. And then you scroll down next, and you'll see the Laughing at Liberals posts about her lobbying to protect child rapists, early release for sex abusers, and letting violent criminals out of jail early. And that's not all. There's more. But think about this. What does this mean then? Is it going to be harder for Kim Thatcher to beat a Mark Haas, who's probably the odds-on favorite now to win the Democrat primary for Secretary of State? What does this mean? Or would there be some kind of scheme underfoot that would have a far lefty, progressive candidate? Because it's almost too late. It's not quite, but almost too late for another Democrat, a more far-left communistic liberal who has these ideas like Jennifer Williamson did, to jump into the Democrat primary. So then does, say, the Working Families Party or the Green Party run somebody as a spoiler that would suck votes away from the moderate-minded avocado man, Mark Haas? But if you look at his voting record, is he really moderate? We'll explore that and some other things when we come back. 6:30 in the morning, you're listening to Political Coffee. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Minutes to the top of the hour. So with Jennifer Williamson out of the way, does this make it easier for Mark Haas to win the Democrat primary to face Kim Thatcher's in the fall? Who would win then? You know, Haas is perceived to be a lot more moderate, but is he really? Now, it would have been easy to have used these videos that are on the Laughing at Liberals YouTube channel about Jennifer Williamson, about her advocating for not only gutting Measure 11, folks, but, you know, child rapists, protecting child rapists. Now, think about that. Those are her words, folks. We're going to go to the phones in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Speaking of emails, I got a great one from, let's see here, from James. He asked me about the Pompeo speech to the governors, which Art talked about. Yes, I did watch it. And James writes this: by now you've watched the speech. I wish he was as passionate with his presentation as you were today. This is yesterday. You were awesome. Well, thank you, James. Now, hold on to something. He writes with exclamation point. I totally like what Art said in his Monday morning call. I'm in complete agreement. About gun storage, there isn't a locking device made that can't be defeated with a cordless angle grinder, a reciprocating saw, or a good drill. These are the favorites of the thieves. Did I mention bolt cutters? You get the idea. Law-abiding responsible gun owners most likely do the best they can to secure their firearms at home. There are always those who think otherwise and don't practice safe gun handling. They are the ones we hear about whose child has died or their neighbor has suffered from a gunshot wound, from a bullet passing through the wall. You can't fix stupid. That's right. You can't, as much as you would like to. Now, so Jennifer Williamson drops out. Now you got a moderate, supposed moderate, in the form of Mark Hass. Now, hold on, folks. Enter Kate Brown. Queen Kate knows how important this is. Enter, I'm just going to complicate this for you, folks. Enter now another recall effort against Kate Brown. All of this meant to influence her direction and actions during this 35-day session on a whole bunch of things, including not just cap and trade, but guns. Now, what if Kate Brown decides that she is the queen whom you have to go kiss her ring now? You used to have to do that with Goldschmidt, and then you had to do it with Kitzhaber. Now you do it with Kate. What happens if she decides, oh, I need somebody stronger than Mark Hass? Does she work behind the scenes then? Because believe me, the donors are tied to Kate, including the donors who give money. You know, these companies that win these no-bid contracts with the state of Oregon? Yeah, them folks that give a lot of money to L. Ellen Rosenblum. They give a lot of money. These law firms and other people that give money to Kate Brown, and they get billions of dollars of contracts. Kate Brown gets millions for her campaign funds. What if she starts steering some of that money to somebody else other than Mark Hass because he isn't sufficiently far left enough for her? Because you got to remember, whoever kind of wins the Secretary of State's probably going to be next in line on the Democrat side for governorship when Kate is done. Stuff to think about, isn't it? Let's go to the phones. We'll start first with Bruce. Bruce, you're on. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, one of the things I think that a lot of people need to think about is, number one, I don't trust Kate Brown at all. I never will. She is an ideologue, and she will stab you in the back in a second. So I don't trust her. Number two things that people need to think about is the land board at the state of Oregon is run by three people, the governor, the secretary of state, and the treasurer. We need to tie the secretary of state and the treasurer's run together. So we need Kim Thatcher and we need Jeff Goodman. We need the people to think about them as a pair that are going to fix our forest issues so that we can get conservatives all across the state to not even look at anybody else, but tie those two together, realizing we get two people on the state land board. We can start logging into Elliott Forest. We can start doing some realistic things with our forest, you know, and actually start cutting some timber again in Oregon.
Yeah, and that is you're right. Most people just don't realize the Secretary of State and the Treasurer have at least in that particular area, as much power as a governorship does. And if you could get two of those offices, that's why, folks, you know, Jeff Goodman also was at the rally. And Bruce, you know who he is. He ran against Tobias Reid for treasurer. He didn't lose by that much because an independent party candidate was former Republican State Senator Chris Telfer jumped into the race. She had like 147,000 votes. Okay. She now is not running again, and she has endorsed Jeff Goodman. If Jeff Goodman can win against Tobias Reid, who wants to be governor, if he can win against her and we can get Kim Thatcher as Secretary of State, the scenario you just described could happen. But would the enviros, I mean, they know this. So wouldn't you think, Bruce, that they would pull out all the stops to not allow either one of those because of the land board issue and logging and that kind of thing? Don't you think they would spend whatever it took to defeat the Republicans?
Well, I think we need to just bring them out in the open. I mean, they need to be exposed for how they're wrecking Oregon. These environmentalists are wrecking Oregon, and we need to say it that way. You know, the Oregon Education Association is wrecking our schools. We need to be direct. We've got to quit tiptoeing around. I can't believe that a lot of these timber owners actually are getting in an agreement with environmental folks with Kate Brown at the head of that. Talk about, that's going to be a disaster. You know,
well,
and I know Timber
is,
Unity was not, Timber Unity was not even involved in that. And I know
that's
that.
That's right.
But, you
that's
know,
right.
I mean, I don't get it.
Bruce, thanks for your call.
Yep.
So what he's referring to is the story that broke yesterday that the quote-unquote timber industry reached an agreement with the environmentalists for everybody to pull back their initiatives. And basically the environmentalists won because the timber industry has to give back more. Yeah, you know, people, you know, as long as the educational system in this state is centered around far-left liberal ideas being rammed down, brainwashing our kids, rammed down their throats, like the environment and like the earth is going to end if we don't cut carbon today. As long as that is what's happening, then you're going to get this kind of thing. Radical environmental community, Bruce is right, is wrecking the state. Let's go to Art. Speaking of Art, there he is. How are you, my friend? Good morning.
Oh, hey, Jeff. Boy, what can I say? This shows everybody how ruthless, evil, and corrupt our state has become. And it's important for us to stand up to expose all the garbage and to fight here in Oregon what actually, Jeff, is happening all across our country. You know, Washington has a swamp. Well, guess what, everybody? We got a swamp that's just as deep, just as mucky, and just as bad as Washington, D.C. does. And if we don't take back our country, if we don't take back our state, we are in big trouble, Jeff. And that's why it's very important, yeah, it's important. Secretary of State, we need to back Cam, back Thatcher 100%. We need to back the Treasury, but almost, well, it is as important, Jeff. We got to get a candidate for Attorney General and end the corruption and the garbage.
You're right, and I, in fact, I just saw an email from one of our listeners about that. Well, from you, actually.
Yeah, it was from me.
Yeah, it was from you.
Jeff, you know, I messaged, I sent an email to Bill Post about what about AG? What do we have a candidate? We gotta have a candidate, Jeff. We gotta get somebody who is a champion to end all the garbage that's going on in our state. And this thing with Jennifer Williamson, Oh, man, it hasn't been dug up, but I can tell you that garbage is going on, and we just haven't found it yet. We got to expose
this. You're absolutely right. Art, I got to let you go. Thank you, Art. You're right, because there is more to come, folks. And my bet is that it's going to be a lot worse than what we think. The scam, the swamp, is real and alive, and it's well. It is well right here in Salem. The Jennifer Williamson scam. And the stories haven't even focused on that. The scam, how she uses money. It's paid money back. All right. The 6:08 in the morning. Back in a moment. And there's more. Get into all of it. No promises, no defense. Love is a battle.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes to the top of the hour. Eric Azor is a great renovation kind of guy. He's got a great website, righteousrenovations.com. You know, the economy's pretty good. There's a lot of contractors out there, but not all of them do a good job. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com, and just read the satisfied customers and what they have to say about working with Eric Azor. You got a bathroom remodel? He can help you do that. And he's willing to put his faith out on the line because he has the word righteous in his name, in his company's name. And again, friends, I just can't tell you, that's a big deal. That's setting a really high bar for yourself. RighteousRenovations.com. Call Eric Azor, 503-341-3816. 503-341-3816. Now, some emails. Got an email from a listener listening to me talk about this. So let's see. Well, Lee says this. He says, your comment about Stalin, quote, who counts the ballot, unquote, reminded me of a conversation I had with Ames Curtright, the late Ames Curtright, regarding the broken ballots in Oregon, who took up his fight for fairness at the ballot box. Well, Janice Deisinger, who's a great grassroots activist, has really been leading that charge. And, you know, it's just, we have to have actual examples of lots of ballot fraud before you can make anything like that stick. A state employee who shall never be named is just sent me this thing they got in the mail from the city of Salem. And this probably violates state law. They sent this out. It's a flyer in the monthly bill. The headline is, new funds are needed for valued city services. And, of course, they're trying to make it seem like it's all about public safety. Got to raise an additional $16.2 million each year. Got to have that much more money each year, folks. Of course, nothing about, trying to deal with the cost of your city services. Well, what they're doing is here, they say in May 2020, Salem will seek voter approval for an employee paid payroll tax to keep pace with our growing community's public safety need. Now, that's electioneering, pure and simple. Some of you from Salem ought to file a complaint with the Ethics Commission, because there you cannot use, Oregon has two statutes. You cannot use taxpayer resources to advocate one way or the other. And they do it. And they just did it. Eileen wrote, what is the news source you mentioned besides laughing at liberals? The Oregonian has a story. as does the Willamette Week. Now, you can also just, you can see them both if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. That's Jason Williams' conservative website, OregonWatchdog.com. Rich writes in about gun safety. If the left is really worried about gun safety, how about gun safety classes and buy everyone a gun safe? But we know that's not the real reason they're after our guns, do we? Since guns are way down the list of causes of death. Yeah, far more people get killed with cars. Frankly, more people are dying with the quote-unquote opioid crisis, which is a great reason to build that wall. Also, I want to remind you that Freedom Heating and Air is a great local company. They've been involved in, here in the Salem area for 40 years. And you know what? They've got a great emergency service. So, you know, it's kind of cold out. And if the heat pump or the furnace goes out, give them a call. They can get out there very quickly and get you warm again. In fact, their tagline is freedom from cold nights, hot days, high utility bills. In fact, during the month of February, they've got a special for commercial customers regarding restaurant refrigerator repairs and ice machine repair. They have discounts for veterans, seniors, and property managers. So check them out. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Here's the reality of how this plays out with Jennifer Williamson. You know, Secretary of State's race really is as much as for all the marbles, almost. It's not quite as powerful as the governor, but it's really close. I mean, you look at what Dennis Richardson did. And I want to go back for a moment to the Pompeo speech. Dennis was a marvelous man, a friend of mine, served with him in the House of Representatives. And, you know, he had just lost the governor's race to Kitzhaber. But he managed to win against Brad Avakian, whom he had served with and I had served with also. Because Brad had ticked off a lot of the Democrat Party because Brad was a scorched earth guy. And then, of course, it was exposed that Brad was having his state employees, paid for by you, the taxpayers, doing work for his campaign for Secretary of State on the taxpayer dime. That's illegal. That violates two statutes. I had a little hand in exposing that in a Forbes magazine article through a friend of mine. That hurt him. Dennis won. Now, Dennis, let me go back to the Pompeo speech, warning us about China. Dennis was a huge advocate in favor of sister city relationships with a Chinese city, with Oregon. The Chinese are not our friends, folks. And what Pompeo was saying is that we have to be very careful about who these organizations are that seem to be, you know, innocuous and harmless, just Chinese-American relations, when really they're advancing the cause of Chinese theft of our intellectual property, of Chinese spying, covertly and overtly, Chinese intimidation of anyone who dares to criticize the Chinese or advocates for Taiwan to be an independent nation. Dennis was wrong on those things. He had good motives, but he didn't know who he was dealing with. We have to be careful. A Secretary of State audits governments in Oregon. They have an audits division, not just state government, but local governments. And if local government is spending money, your money, with the Chinese, with some of these organizations that ultimately are working against us, the Secretary of State can at least in part expose that in the agenda of it. And that was one of the things that Pompeo talked about. But it's who counts the votes. Secretary of State has enormous, enormous power over the rules of vote counting, including initiatives. There'll be a lot more of this. It's earth shaking. We got to get active. Get out there, my friends. Make it a great day. Thanks to each and every one of you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you are too. Pray for Oregon. Back in a moment.